296.
I need that.
What 296 million.
I was talking about $296.
$296 to change my fucking life right now.
I think it would change anybody's life, except for maybe like people. Even then, even people in the billions, I feel like it'll still change their life a little bit.
That's $296 that you ain't got to take out of your money,
right?
Like, you're not a rich folk, stay rich, right? They don't spend
shit. Yeah, most of them white too.
Yeah,
because black people spend their money.
Yeah.
They buy chains and whips.
Put a chandelier on your neck.
Yeah, like
retarded-ass
niggas. Or put perms in their mouth. Like, that shit's stupid. I think permanent gold teeth are the dumbest shit ever.
You that's get, actually fire,
bro. It's fire, but I just think it's stupid. I thought that should be the last thing you spend your money on. But I ain't gonna lie, that'll probably be the first thing I spend my money on. Easily the first thing I spend my money on. I wouldn't do that.
Well, I mean, what would you? All right, so $296 million. If you cash out, you probably gonna take home, let's say, maybe 170.
You think it'll chop off that much? Yeah. I'll give you 205.
Because remember, it's kind of like a heavier tax when you take the lump sum.
Yeah.
Instead of the yearly amount. Yeah. So
give me all mine at once.
Yeah, I need all that.
All at once.
Y'all can have the rest.
Yeah, give me the lump sum.
How much they give you a year if they do it like that?
They break it down over, yeah. I think.
50 years or something?
I think it's $8.50 an hour for 100 years. I'm joking.
How about you mean $850 an hour?
No, I mean, how about like $8.50.
Yeah, unless you bitch.
I need all that.
I don't even need 296.
Hey, look.
But you said 170, right?
I don't need 170.
Yeah, probably about 170. And look, MJ, I'll give you $1 million. Tell you to go fuck yourself. Don't ever call me. Justin, go fuck yourself. Don't ever call me.
Hey, your phone number be deleted so fast.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, what I do is
I'm in the circle. I'm set y'all up.
I ain't gonna lie. I'ma hoe you. I'm telling all your business.
Oh, yeah,
if you
don't
give me 1.5. 1.5, right?
I need two.
You need two?
I need two.
Yeah, I ain't trying to be greedy.
Yeah, 1.5, you might as well make round it up to 2.
Yeah. But nah, so you gonna tell us fuck ourselves?
Yeah.
Then what?
My old lady probably gonna get like $5 million. And you got a scram.
You got a scram?
Yeah, beat it. There you go. This is it. You got
Man.
I'll set you up for life. Go do what you want. Right. You probably never gotta work again if you play your cards, right?
True. I mean,
you can live off that shit.
You can really live off $1 million, but it really just depends on how you, like, say, you got to play your cards really
money,
right.
Your money can make you money. You know what I mean?
Yeah. A lot of people just, they see money they never had before. Just it they didn't have to work for it, so they spend it.
Problem with black people, you give a black man $1 million right now, tomorrow morning, he's going to get a brand new Bentley truck.
I might get a Ford F-250.
But the problem is, the Bentley truck will be cool for 2 years, the third year when you get the tax bill on the motherfucker. And the tax bill is the price of a goddamn brand new Ford Focus.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get an $18,000 tax bill.
Mm-hmm. You know what's even more crazy? So not only are you getting that tax it's getting taxed when you get it, and you're going to have to use it as, you have to accept it as income the next year, so you're going to get taxed on it again.
Yeah.
So, which is even more wild. Yeah. So, that's what a lot of people don't understand. So, then they end up even more in debt the next year.
Yeah.
From just not being financially...
fiscally responsible.
Or being financially literate enough to know what they're getting themselves into.
I win the lottery. The first nigga I'm calling is Dave Ramsey.
Who the fuck is Dave Ramsey?
You know that white man that be yelling at people? Telling them they... Like he literally yell at you and tell you, you're so fucking stupid.
Oh, you mean Gordon Ramsay?
Dave Ramsey. Gordon Ramsay's the chef.
Oh, same shit. He be yelling at them too.
Nah, Dave Ramsey is like a financial coach.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I mean? Never heard of him. He got like a little talk show people call in and they'll be like, hey, Dave, I just want to know we're in a little bit of a bind. We're living check to check and sometimes, you know, we're going into overdraft. And Dave is like, give me a breakdown of your life. What kind of cars you have? You know, we have a brand new 2018... you know, Lexus, and my husband drives a brand new 2019 F-150. He had a payment on the F-150, $750 a month. And the payment on the Lexus is like $800 a month. And Dave Ramsey is like, y'all are some goddamn idiots.
It's true though. Yeah. Like even I'm mad. Like listening to that. Yeah, like
y'all are some fucking fools.
Like why would you do that? Like seriously,
just stupid shit. Like, but he really break the shit down, and he has a model. Like he probably has the best model on eliminating debt. Like the shit is proven.
You know what I'm gonna do is
fake your debt.
Nah, oh. Snapchat Premium. I'm jacking my dick on the internet. Pretty much,
I need to say, if you have any debt at all, you shouldn't be going on the
I'm jacking my dick on the internet. Yeah.
But that nigga pretty much say, if you have any debt, you shouldn't be sitting down in the restaurant eating. Your priorities are fucked up. Dang. He said that $20 is one day of interest you could be eliminating.
And I just bought a pizza.
Dang.
Two pizzas.
Yeah. Don't tell Dave. We gonna shit it right out. Yeah.
Don't tell Dave.
Yeah.
Fuck Dave.
Like, fuck he a good dude, though. But I mean, get $296 million or $170 million after taxes.
Right. What you going to invest in?
I'm moving back home.
You going to put your money there? Boy, I can see you dead so quick.
You're going to be a trillionaire.
You're going to die in a week.
Nah.
You're going to be a trillionaire.
You think you're going to be a big step over there?
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. me?
Mm-hmm. Nah, I'm going back home. I'm building me a motherfucking ranch.
He gonna be the king of the moon or the king of Jamaica type
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a fucking ranch with armed guards outside.
Coming to America.
I'm gonna just buy me a few farms out there. The agriculture is where the money is in the island.
Oh really?
Yeah, for real.
I ain't never seen nothing.
The sugar cane industry, the oranges, you know, it's a tropical fruit, so it's
what about the cocaine industry?
Yeah, it's there too. You know
I mean? Like real talk, if you give me $1 million, I'm putting $250 in the streets. I'm gonna go ahead and let you know because that's my investment. That's one part of my investment. $250 in the streets. Yeah, like $150 going to guns. Go ahead and let you know that. $150 going to guns. Yeah. Another $100 is going to into cocaine and drugs.
Yeah.
Maybe even heroin. Like cause white people love that right now.
I don't know black people on it now too.
I know that shit wild, right? But yeah, and then so that leave me with $750. I gotta get my mom out the hood, man.
You gonna have a house?
Yeah, I'm gonna have $750 left. I might buy a house in Lewisburg big enough to where I can live my life and she can live her life, but separately in the same house. Like, and I can buy that in Lewisburg for probably like $250. Yeah. Like, you know, or like $300. You know what I mean? And then I'm gonna go to work.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna be a dick at work.
But you gotta do
right
some.
Now. I key five them every day.
Like, yeah,
you gotta do some clean investments though, like yeah. So that your money can make you some money and some safe investments.
Yeah, washing folks.
Rent them spoons.
Nah, I'm talking about like buying like cannabis stocks. That shit is about to take off.
Oh, he do one tweet about cannabis stocks. Like, yeah, oh my real. God! Yeah, but now, like, I really. I feel like I would invest in stuff I feel like people can use every day. Like I said, a laundromat.
Cannabis.
Yeah, but like, it's... You know what?
You're thinking of cannabis only from the marijuana standpoint.
No. You're talking about CBD oil and shit like that.
All that.
I feel like that just popped up this year. And then, not, like, it really did. Like, right. You know what I mean?
2 years ago.
Yeah, but so I mean, like, it really got, like...
CBD. Yeah.
I mean, it got hip, but like, in 2019.
2 Chainz been talking about CBD.
I listen to every fucking bar 2 Chainz ever did.
He been talking about CBD.
Nigga
said he put CBD in his chocolate cake. I heard that line.
All right, anyway. I bet you did. But not like, seriously, like, I get what you're saying, but I feel like the cannabis industry is like, it's new, and I don't know how
sustainable. But you gotta think, the more states
that like,
legalize it.
Well, it's not legal here, but it's like, it's... You can get cannabis shit here.
Yeah. I got, what you gotta have? Cataract. What you gotta have?
Cadillac. He got a cataract.
He got.
I put a picture up the other day. I said, I've been hanging around you too long. Cause that my left eye was lazy in a bitch. Like, and I got it from you.
Hey. Sorry.
Are you sick of that shit?
No.
I feel like you are. No. You said it earlier, by the way.
No, I did.
Yeah, I'm sick of this nigga. You said it, like, because you tried to prove to him you left a tip, because we called you a cheap ass nigga.
Hey, and if you rewind a little bit before, that's how rich people stay rich.
Ooh, so you got money.
I don't.
Yeah.
Give me that $1 million.
I will.
I've seen you go to work in a different shirt and tie every day, like a completely different. Like I ain't seen the same shirt and tie combination.
Tie clips, though,
yeah, so like it's weird.
It
came in a
box. Just it throws the outfit off.
It came in a box designed like that.
I mean, true, but
how much is a box of paper clips from Staples?
Like it's 49 cents. Yeah. Like
that. You get 1,000 of them, bitch.
He lit every day. Talking about that's how I stay.
One time you said that.
No, man. I need a lottery. I'm broken in a bitch.
$1 million, I still work though.
Yo, y'all see all these cruise ship accidents?
Bro, I'm
glad. One of them, I thought it was you.
The first one I seen, the two ships are in the middle of the fucking sea.
And hit each other.
Are they like, dude, like people not really be there like holding the shit? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sure the shit got goddamn
autopilot. Auto control. Big step. I don't know shit. Yeah.
You telling me these big ass cruise ships ain't got blind spot monitors? You know what I mean?
But my thing, you can't just like, there you go. There you go.
You seen a nigga at least from 50 miles away, bro. Y'all got them big ass telescopes and the shit. Like, whatever the fuck y'all have.
Right.
And you still somehow managed to hit the nigga.
Because like, I feel like the people who are piloting this, they can see, like, it's like a downward angle, right?
They're at the top of the shit, right?
They're
at the Tiznae. Yeah. No, but look.
Nah, but
and then the second one, like the nigga trying to park the boat,
nigga ran the whole dock.
Yeah, I seen it. Yeah,
the boat was scampering left and right, bro.
Niggas falling in the ocean, jumped off.
Was
the
that
dock.
You that said was it Megan driving the boat? No, they said Kodak.
Y'all finally let Kodak drive the goddamn boat.
Let me drive the boat.
I'm going again though.
Yeah, you still going again? Yeah. That don't like. I feel like the ticket prices should drop because
they should.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Titanic, me please.
I can see them using you as a flotation device now.
Yeah,
because you're gonna be dead, and they're just gonna be on the back of you.
Yeah, I'm gonna sink. Man, I ain't gonna be floating for shit.
I don't know. You think you'll sink?
I might not because I'm water weight.
Like water weight is the one that float. No, they sink.
I'm a soluble.
You're soluble.
Yeah.
I'm sick of your shit, man.
What else you got, Justin?
What's some real life shit going on?
I feel like you had a good rant.
Man, it's like I feel like I did too, but we kind of like it's 2020, man, and I just feel like a lot of people. Life already fucked up. Like
12 days in,
like.
It's been some ills this year already.
Yeah, like some people, it's just always them. Like, you know what I mean? It's like you just die.
Like, could you imagine? Like, I'm gonna start a new year, and then you just start off rock bottom.
Right.
Like, you here and then rock bottom by day three.
I literally tell myself every day, I was like, I'm gonna be happy. Like this is not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to literally tell myself.
This year.
Yeah. God, like every day I have to, you gotta claim it, bro.
Talk your talk, sis.
Yeah. Yes. Now you really gotta tell yourself, like, this is gonna be good for you. Like, I feel like some people really don't believe that. They really just feel like maybe it's just meant for me to be fucked up. And I don't think that's the right attitude to have. Like, I have a brother like that. My brother, like, for some reason I just feel like he just feels like it's everything and against him and everything's supposed to just go wrong. Like, bro, that's not the way to think about it. You know what I mean? Like, just...
But you also have to understand it from the standpoint of...
I don't.
I'm
fucking with you. Yeah.
You gotta... You haven't necessarily been in that shoes. I'm not saying you never been through anything.
Yeah.
But you never been, like, down so much. Constantly. I mean, no, hear me out. Just losses after losses after losses. Down, 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 down. You feel like you can see absolutely no sunlight. At some point, you're just gonna think that's just how your life is set up.
Like, I've been in that, and I really have. But it's just like sometimes, like I said, but like soaking in it ain't gonna do it.
It's a hard place to come back from, man.
And this is not me saying mental health isn't real or people should just get over what's going on. But I really do feel like people just really shouldn't accept L's. You shouldn't accept a loss.
I'll be honest with you. It's been times where I took an L and It's just been one L. So many other things are going right in my life, and that one L
fuck you up.
It just fucks me up and like prevents me from seeing everything else that's the thousand other things right. that's going so right in my life. You know what I mean? Like, so imagine me just going through one L thinking like that, like, God damn, I'm never gonna bounce back from this shit.
Yeah.
Imagine niggas that is like constantly just feels like, yeah, I mean, I get it, man. You feel like the fucking world's against you.
Right. I mean, and like I said, I get it, but.
And it's so easy to fuck up.
It's easy to feel that way. All right. And I just feel like, stop. Like I said, I get accepting losses, but just stop accepting being lost.
You, like, you want to say stop playing fucking victim all the time.
Yeah, stop being a bitch and like and just and step your shit up. Like, you know what I mean? Thug out. Like, because like some days you got to realize like, yeah, I'm fucked up, but I'm going to get past this. You know what I mean? And a lot of people don't want to say I'm going to get past it. They just be like, oh, fuck, I'm fucked up. Like,
last year you put on Facebook, tough times don't last.
Tough people do. Like, yeah. 18 times. Like, I had to tell myself that. Yeah. Like, I was fucked up, but I got through it. I did. I don't know how the fuck I was staying in Clayton for 3 months with no job. Like, you know what I mean? With $1,000 rent.
Y'all had, y'all had a 4-bedroom.
I made it work, though, somehow, some way. You know what I mean? So, I mean, there's ways around this. You just got to believe it. Yeah, I wish. Yeah. It's been plenty of days I wanted to go back to that.
Your support group, too.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that I have family and my boys around me that'll tell me, like, and you know, to tell me, like, hey, shit gonna be all right. You know what I mean? So, but either way, so, it's 2020. Get the fuck.
That's why I would want to be rich so I can at least help to eliminate poverty in the world.
And I don't get it. What are we donating to all this shit for?
So, trillions of dollars go to war. For what?
So you're thinking money is being misallocated by the government?
Yeah. What are we going to war for? We're policing the other countries. Now imagine if these same countries came over here. Look how y'all do to people in Flint.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Because Trump the president.
I'm joking. Yeah. Nah, it's just because, like, let's just be real. They walk up on us, we probably square. Like, you know, like, yeah, like, chill.
Right.
Like,
you seen that little Army General nigga the other day, didn't you?
You seen Chad shooting on social media, dude.
Yeah, I thought a nigga was playing. No. Metal Gear Solid.
I thought he was Tropic Thunder.
the little major.
I thought he was Kenan Thompson.
The little super. Can you be serious? The little. I'm
sorry. Only got one
the little Sergeant Major nigga done went on Twitter and said, you try to retaliate, you know, on God. Your sons and daughters gonna be raised by somebody else.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like,
and you and like
that's a battle rap bar.
Yeah. I felt like a faggot at the end of it because I said period.
Period.
Period. Poo.
I was like, go on, Sid.
Go on, Sid. Nah, he was on some hardcore shit.
Nah, I heard it. Yeah, I was like, nigga, I didn't know who he was though.
Yeah, that Major Payne, goddamn. Yeah. That nigga said, and so help me God.
Full metal jacket.
Like, I have no problem putting your kids in foster homes. Like, ain't
no foster homes there.
I feel like if they'd have gave him 2 more minutes, he'd have said them kids dead too.
Yeah.
If DK.
Yeah, fuck them kids. Yeah, word to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, word to Michael Jackson. He fucked them kids now.
Yeah.
R. Kelly did too.
I mean, barely.
Barely.
No.
Okay, he couldn't read. So how did he write the song? How did he get all that?
We not.
Braille.
Yeah. Yeah. He speaks sign language. I'm sure.
Now he spoke it. Like he just tape recorder. Yeah.
I got you.
Like, day 22.
So I believe, you know, like people that can't read, they have like advanced technical skills.
I don't believe R. Kelly got any technical skills. I really don't.
Like, I just know he can draw.
So he just charades his
he probably can act. That nigga been having hella masks in every video.
That nigga writes songs playing Hangman like that.
Yeah,
I just.
Oh, but he just killing the hangman every time.
Every single time.
Like, he put the wings on the hangman when he said he could fly.
Speaking of, did anybody watch Surviving R. Kelly 2020? No, I mean, like, in period.
Funny
like,
enough, though, but y'all seen his two little girlfriends.
Yeah, them two bitches got to fight the other day. I wish I could have seen it.
Trevor Ariza. What's her name? Ariza.
Yeah, Trevor.
Aurora. Some shit.
It's Ariel.
Yeah, whatever.
Mermaid, yeah.
Oh, what were they fighting for? What could they possibly be fighting for?
Probably who got done worse. I don't know. He ain't do nothing. You could have left. That nigga was on tour all the time.
Right.
You mean to tell me you was in that house?
Just yeah, I'd be like, I bet you they still handcuffed themselves, dumbass bitches.
They hog tied themselves?
Yeah.
Like, you hog tied me, then I hog tied you.
This is how Robert would want us. Like, shit. Yeah.
We need to be in this position when you get.
Oh my God, y'all are wild, man.
Hey, look, I'm like, so how does it feel? I'm gonna ask y'all.
What to be R. Kelly?
I heard a female the other day say, like, niggas, or more specifically, African American men that are single, got they shit together, you know, got a good job, got their own shit, you know, got a place to live in, driving a decent vehicle. They're a rarity.
I am a rarity.
They're a gem.
I'm a gem.
And it's hard to find them.
I'm hard to find.
They don't stick out through the pubic hair.
So,
yeah.
I guess I would ask y'all, because that essentially describes y'all to a T. Right,
for the most part, yeah.
What's the world like?
It's just so much pussy. It's crazy, like so much pussy. It's like no, but like on a serious note, like it's to the point where like women want me because of
you single,
just because I'm single with no kids. Not because of what I offer, not because of what I look like, even though I am sexual. Like,
and you can't even say chocolate.
Symbol. You know what I mean? Like, sexual symbol. Sex, symbol. What? I'm hot.
Like a symbol. You know the little round symbol that go ting.
Yeah, you shape like a Chips Ahoy or like them little cookies.
Yeah. Ram is sweet.
Nah, you shaped like a pear. Anyway, but now, like, seriously, like,
purrs.
But now, like, a lot of women just want me for not even, like, say what I have to offer. Like, I do have a lot to offer, like, job, security, home, car. Like, they still just see me as he's 30 with no kids. And the older I get with no kids, they, like, really want me and want to devour me.
Your potential is
my potential is there. Yeah. Then a nigga Then a nigga with that's 30 with two kids.
Well, I try to look at it from like and no
the bitch's point of view.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like if I see a nigga that's 30 with no kids, that's a and you know got his shit together. Nigga 30, no kids, got his shit together, and single. To me, if I'm a woman, I'm like that's a red flag.
And see, that's the thing. So, like, I feel like it was more of a red flag 2 years before this. You know what I mean? For some reason, like, 27, 28, and a little bit of 29, like, nobody noticed me. They rather had a hood niggas that got two felonies and four baby mamas than they would me. Because even my niggas would be like, what the fuck wrong with you?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, nothing. Bitches just don't want me right now. Then, now that I'm 30, and they're like, oh, he 30 with no kids? Let's fuck him. That's how they think. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay. Do it. Yeah. Like,
Do it.
They, it's...
I ain't getting no pussy, by the way. I'm not.
I haven't stopped my whole sentence for a while.
Yeah, he's so annoying.
That dude just hit on my nerves. Capping.
Yeah. All right.
Big cap. Nah, but the potential is limitless is what it right, is. Yeah. They see that, okay, I'm going to have his first child. It's kind of an ego-driven thing.
Right.
I'm going to have his first child. He's going to spend his life with me and nobody else.
And like, that
he's not tied to anybody else.
And that's why we can't, like, for the most part, you know how, like, bitches be like, keep it real with me and I, like, we can maybe, like, because women don't want you to go into a situation and lie and say, I just want to fuck, and then, well, they don't want you going into a situation where, like,
pretend that you don't want to.
Yeah, pretend that you like them and then fuck them and leave them. But, like, you can't go into a situation and tell them the truth because they ain't going to do that because they see you as the one they want to settle down with now that they done had 52 kids.
Hey, be the hoe I heard about.
Please be the hoe I heard about. That's all I want. I synced you. I've synced you. You was a whore. And now I want to see what that be like. And then, but now you want to try to take it slow. Yeah, let's you want to take me out.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to get this free meal.
Yeah, my nigga told me you fuck it.
Like, yeah, yeah, like.
What
are
you
like,
doing, man?
Right, like.
Last week, he was hit.
Do that to me. Like, rape me. Like, please. Like. But now, like, a lot, and, like, you know, it's harder for a nigga like us because they're not going to just want to fuck us. They're not going to want to do that. They want us. Like,
well, why don't you have
they want to build with us. Yeah.
It's 20,000 questions.
Right, and MJ got gray in his beard, so they own him. Yeah. They own him.
They think I'm like 50.
Yeah.
And he not even cute, but they own him. Like you ugly.
It's up to the viewers to decide.
I've asked them. They said you was just barely better looking than Chad.
I'm boyish.
The viewers said that.
Hey, the viewers didn't.
Okay, so you anyway. Might be the third and sixth best looking nigga on this podcast.
To my bottom half. All right, can we stop? Because it's 2020. We need to encourage his weight loss. Even though he's not going to do it. But we need to encourage it.
Yeah, I fucked up on my diet. Like,
you had a diet?
Yeah.
Not trying to be funny. Yeah. Like, what diet did you do? You doing meal prep?
Just a little low-carb shit.
About to say, we went in the house that day and seen you cook.
Nigga, you had smothered pork. Yeah. Nigga, them joints was...
They were great. Baked.
Yeah.
They were baked.
They were smothered.
Marinade. I gotta put a little marinade on the motherfucker.
Half the thing with marinade.
Half a gallon of whatever. Yeah. Sweet baby Ray.
Yeah. Half of them things your grandma got. You know what I'm talking about? That blue thing. Hey, that blue pot. Yeah. And you cooked 10 of them. It was
It was a meal prep, bro.
Did you? It was 2 left when I left.
No, it wasn't.
Dang,
you tripped.
That's cap.
I seen you put 3 on the plate.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
And you know another thing? It was 10:30 when you ate. That's another problem you got.
I eat late.
Yeah, very late. You can't do that anymore. Not, I'm not trying to give you, like, diet advice. I'm just saying we all need to stop eating late.
Yeah.
I ain't got no tank top on, so my titties poking. Yeah. Titties poking.
That bitch touched the table. Yeah.
And look, see, we already get off track. But, like, us as black men, we need to accept the fact that, especially black men with no kids, educated and things like that, we need to accept that we're rarities. And we need to accept that nobody's just going to want to have fun with us. They're going to be with us. They're going to build with us. And it's, they're going to hold around with the nigga they see at the club. They're not going to hold
around.
Because
there's nothing there.
Right.
It's just fun.
You know what? The part of that I am envious about, not that I mean.
You don't want, not that you want to be not in a relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the part that I'm envious about is the fact that you're of the age where you're fully independent,
mm-hmm,
and have absolutely no obligations and can move how you want to move, do what the fuck you want to do, not have to, you know.
Check in and get
permission.
Yeah, because I ignore people a lot.
Dealing with any of that. Just the that stress free part of it. That's the, because I never had that.
Yeah, I got you.
Like for example, when even though I was single for the most part when me and you lived together.
The first time, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the first
time. You know what I mean? Like, yes, I had a job. Yes, you know, I was doing okay.
You're not where you are now. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Like, if I was making what I was making then, that I'm making now.
I could see an SUV outside right now. Caddy truck.
Man, you said STD outside? I could see that, too.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I never really got that. I've never lived alone.
True. And like, this is my first time living alone, and I'm at a point now where sometimes when I get home, I don't even want to talk to people just because I'm here by myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might even just throw my phone on the other side of the room and just play 2K sitting in the floor. Like, I ain't got no couch. You know what I mean? So,
and you just came out of retail. Right. Nigga, you spent a whole day talking to thousands of people.
Exactly. So I don't want to talk to nobody.
I be trying to tell people, like, I see thousands of people a day. I don't want to, like, if I don't come out, don't say, oh, you whack, but like, no, I don't want to go out and see
and
more
And not
people.
To be funny, bro, you're 33. Like, what, you've done this shit for a while, man. Yeah. Because you came into college at 25. Some like it. No. 24?
I graduated at 24.
No, I graduated at
24. I graduated at 25.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You graduated at 30.
I graduated at 25.
Was it really?
Yes.
You were 84, right?
I turned 26 in that September.
Okay, yeah, because your birthday's late. Yeah. So you, that's... Next.
Thank you.
He upset.
Yeah.
But no, but you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you, we're, like, me and you are at age, even you, because you, like, even though you're younger than us, you came up with us. You know what I mean? Like, we're in your adult stage anyway, like after college and shit. So like, it was times where like every weekend we were downtown Raleigh or at the fucking Goat, somewhere like that. Yeah.
It's a many a nights where niggas would just be sleep.
Yeah, exactly. And,
yo, what y'all doing? Yeah, come through, bruh. Call. This nigga sleep on the recliner. This nigga just now, yeah, bruh, sleep.
Yeah,
I'm out.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, cool. It was plenty of nights, even when you weren't hanging with us as heavy, you was hanging with us as heavy because we would just be downtown and MJ and Noir with us. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, at this point, like, fuck that. Like, call me whack. Like, fuck you. Courtney hit us up yesterday talking about some, what y'all doing? Nothing. Like, I'm going home.
Yeah.
Like, and then no disrespect to her. Like, it's just, at this point, like, I'm tired. Like
I'm going to try to go shoot guns and go to a club.
I went axe throwing the other night. Fun. And like, I went to boxcar.
I think my limit right now outside of special events might be the GOAT.
And even then, that's us.
That's once a quarter.
And a lot of time, we leave at one.
Yeah, that's a legitimate occasion. Like, you're celebrating somebody's birthday. To go.
Yeah, like last time we went was Derek leaving.
Yep. Yeah, that was it.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like something we're not trying to be on no scene. Like, and even before that, like, we go to Lance's events.
That's it. I told you. Outside of special events.
And to be real, it's so we can be seen in the show support.
It's Viking Fest, Lance joint, and homecoming.
Right. We didn't even do nothing New Year's. We went to the Shawty house. That's it.
You know what I mean?
Went to a kickback.
Yeah. Like,
had a great time.
Right.
Was funny. I had a blast.
That was funny.
Hey, bro, get Dale Roy over here. Like, I like Dale Roy. I didn't like him when I first met him, but I like him now, bro. All
right.
Him and his lady look alike, though. Same beard and all.
Hey, Justin.
Same shoes.
When you finally get in a serious relationship, are you and your woman going to share passcodes?
Fuck no.
Why not?
It's my fucking phone.
What do you have to hide?
Nothing, but you still ain't in my shit. Because it's not even that. It's because even though I have nothing to hide, it might be something you see that it might
trigger.
It might trigger something.
Why would you even have something that would trigger an issue in your relationship?
Well, I keep all my old news. Fuck y'all. Spank bank, bitch. You know what I mean? Judge me.
You know, that's not inaccurate. She shouldn't judge you.
Yeah, like, it's just shit I've gotten over the years. And it might bother you, but shit. Nobody told you to delete them dick pics you got. That's your fault. Like, hey, I wouldn't be mad. I'm not going through your phone.
So I guess what you're asking is it okay to go through your partner's phone?
Why is that a thing?
I don't understand.
Because bitches are insecure.
So what they say, you go looking for it, you're going to find it.
Right. And when I mean bitches, that's male or female. I mean that. Like,
what about
cap.
The T's?
Huh?
What about the T's?
They males and females.
Yeah, they're both. So they get called bitch twice.
Bitch squared.
Bitch, bitch.
Man, but seriously, like, you a bitch if you go through your lady phone.
Hey, they said the Marines got a transsexual dog now.
Is it openly?
Yeah, never mind. This where the fuck our taxes. we doing motherfucking C-section on dogs and shit. It's some fucking bullshit.
It's hungry niggas on the curb and we worried about a dog that don't know what he like.
Yeah,
it's so
you
much
telling me this dog looked at you and said, I want to be a bitch.
Now, I really feel...
Is that even a real story?
It can't be.
Hey, I think... Yeah.
It can't be real. Okay, my thing is okay, it got neutered. They did
that story to get a nigga like me fired up.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because
I know Derek was pissed.
All I read was the title.
Yeah, Derek. I know Derek was hurt.
He probably make more money than Derek, too.
Who?
The dog?
Probably. All Derek do is mop floor.
Yeah, America love dogs.
He a staff sergeant.
White people love dogs.
They love them some fucking dogs, boy.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, bro, like...
It's a felony to kill a cop dog, ain't it?
It's a felony to kill any dog, nigga.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Is it really?
If you
so if I choke a dog out right now, is a felony?
Yeah, you liable to go to jail.
So now I gotta hide
animal cruelty is a felony.
So not only do I gotta hide my murders with people, I gotta hide my murders with animals. That is crazy. That's wild.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't go through your bitch phone.
I should have got locked up on Friday.
Everybody.
Killed a pussy.
I gotta stop.
I almost like cut your live off. Like, you made me fucking mad. Yeah. Like, did you really?
Yeah. Beat it up. Beat it up. Yeah.
I feel like people gonna listen to this playback and say he could have did better. Like, you know what I mean?
Whatever.
It was a fire.
Yeah.
If I was expecting you to say something else and it didn't go the way I wanted. But anyway, we got way off topic.
What were we talking about?
Have you ever went through your lady phone?
I did once.
It didn't cost the whole shit.
And the reason I did wasn't like I wasn't just sitting there.
Give me your phone.
Yeah, I wasn't sitting there like intentionally plotting. She gave me her phone to look at something, and I fucked around and started swiping. Like unintentionally. Mm-hmm. And I saw something and I was like.
Unintentionally?
Yeah.
It intentionally, unintentionally, or?
It's forced to have it, bro. When you look at, I could look at something on your phone and fuck around and start scrolling on you. You could show me something on IG and I fuck around and start scrolling.
Yeah, true.
Like, you ever handed a nigga your phone and you make sure you tell him don't scroll?
I do you like that, because you love to comment when I give you my phone.
Huh?
Like, if I show you, like, look at this bitch, she fine, ain't she? Then you'll go comment, I want to eat your booty. Like, right now.
I'm only saying something you would say, though.
Yeah.
And that's only in DMs.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Nah, but, like you said, if you look through somebody's phone and you want something to make you mad, anything will make you mad.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
You're looking for a reason to get mad.
Anything. It could be just she could have took a screenshot of an inspirational quote. You know what I mean?
I don't be uplifting you like this.
Saying shit like leaving negative energy behind or some shit.
Yeah. That's how you feel about me.
Yeah, I'm negative, bitch. You know what I mean? Like, so I'm negative now.
Yeah, I'm negative, bitch.
But my phone, my lady got my password just for the sake of peace. You know what I mean? Like, if you feel like you need to go through my phone, by all means, do it. In a transparent moment, I fell short every time. Every time.
And then I can ask, and it's not even like, it might not even be intentional. It's just like, she might just find something.
It was always really, like, legitimately some bullshit.
Right.
Like, you know how we were talking prior to the episode, and some people will call us extra. Mm-hmm. I was being extra in a couple moments.
Yeah. Right.
Saying some, you know, mildly inappropriate shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We say mildly inappropriate shit all the time.
That is really harmless, but to your significant other, it's going to be like, yo, you so fucking disrespectful.
This your intention.
You know what I mean? And you can't even, like, you would feel like your partner knows you by now.
Right.
But in that situation, it's like, they forget everything and it's like, oh, you violated type shit. And I mean, I get it.
The last time I went through my lady phone, and it got ugly. And I actually, like, it's one of the more, like, moments. You ever had, like, moments you're, like, embarrassing yourself? Like, I'm stupid for even doing all this. It was 08, like, I know I've told y'all plenty of times on relation for 9 years. So I went through her phone. The night before, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, back then you had to talk on the phone. So she, you know, baby, I'm asleep. I'm about to go to bed. You know, good night, love you, whatever, whatever. I went to pick her up and I went through her phone for some reason. It was sitting on the seat. After we got off the phone, she was texting another nigga like, yeah, I can't sleep. What you doing? Let me call you. Da, da, da.
You should have beat her the fuck up.
Listen.
You did, didn't you?
I ended up.
You can see it now.
You can see it now.
72-hour lockdown.
Nah. So instead of addressing it when she got in the car, I let her get in the car. I drove off. Drove by about 2 miles down the road. Like, bitch, you're out here. Like, you know. And
you
I.
Told her you was gonna end it. I put this bitch in the bitch right goddamn now, bitch.
Nah, I told her. I said, like, you know, I addressed it. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know I get out. Like, you know I give it up. You know what I mean? So, got about...
Yeah, I bet you verbally abusive.
I used to be. Not even gonna cap. But I feel used like to be. I was trash. You probably still is. Like, no, I'm not. Because, like, even, like...
You be getting angry.
I do get angry, but not... No. I do. But, but now, like, even, like, now, I think back to shit I did, and I think to myself, like, I was a fucked up person. You know what I mean? She didn't, they didn't deserve that. Like, I'm glad they left me. But anyway, like, I got about 4 miles down the road, and I told the bitch to get out. I said, bitch, get out. Like, literally.
Didn't that just happen?
Don't do that. Keep going. Yeah. But, like, and so I tried to put out the car, and then, like, her sister came and got her.
You ain't leaving on the side of the road.
I didn't know. I still drove her to Lewisburg. She was begging me to get out because she called her sister like, come get me this nigga, you know.
Yeah, she thought she was going to kill her.
Right.
You should have.
She ain't talking to me for like a week.
She alive now?
Yeah.
Why?
Don't do that, bro. I still got respect for her, kind of. But yeah, like.
Did she ever say why she lied to you like that? Like, did y'all ever really address the actual matter?
We were just so trash, to be real. It was an ever going cycle.
Do you see the impact of what, like, the difference between what you say and what she say to somebody else? Like, if you say, I can't sleep, what you doing to a woman is you cheating with them. If she say, oh, that's just my friend, that's her. This is just somebody I talk to. Like, right. Why is the impact different? Like, it's we can say the same thing to two different people and the results are way off.
And it goes back to, I remember that one time I said the reason why cheating is so bad is because that pussy gets penetrated. And, like, so, like, it's almost like the opposite effect. It's because we can go just stick this dick anywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's why. And we're also, like, and let's be real, statistically speaking, we're probably the most likely to cheat.
No.
Even though bitches are trash.
I think women,
bitches are trash.
Women, by definition, cheat on their men every day. Or by their own
definition. And by their own standards,
by their own definition, but they don't live by their own
standards. They don't live by their own standards because they feel like they're above everybody else. Sorry.
Yeah, like I was on the phone with Shada the other day, and she was in Target.
Talking to the man at the
register. Talking to the cashier.
Oh, yeah, you cheating. Do you need any help? Nah, she good.
Yeah, I almost left the gun competition.
you just
ready. Yeah, I was being to go shoot up that fucking Target, bro.
Straight up.
I think the niggas that have when I said, she said, you too, thank you. Like,
why he need a knife?
First of all, I choke you when I get out. That's how fuck
you. Yeah, that's how fuck you. Nah, like. I get what you're saying.
Nah, like, I'm pushing.
I know, bro.
Yeah, I'm serious.
But the impact is different, like, though. You can say the same exact thing, and it's going to be.
Yeah, because people used to ask for it all the time. Man, this should be just, it's my demeanor. I don't mean to. It's just how, it's just, I got to interact with people.
Me and Shawty will go to dinner, and we'll have a waitress. You know what I mean? And I'm being polite, and I get a goddamn boot under the table.
Right.
Boom. Easy. She'd be like, easy. Watch it.
I'm being like, nice. Yeah. It's to a point where, like, I'd be at, like, dinner or something like that, and I think to myself, like, I need to chill because it might offend her, even though I'm not even doing anything wrong. Yeah. Like, we have to live our life scared.
On eggshells.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
If you got a...
Never mind. Yeah, I think I called the waitress a little baby one time.
I do that a lot, and that's just the country in me. Yeah, I don't mean to.
Yeah, I was like, appreciate it a little bit. And I thought I was going to have to walk home, and I drove.
Like, how's she going to get there in the passenger seat? That is why your chair stuck. That's why I had to lighten the mood. But seriously, like, I say sweetie, little baby a lot. Like, not on, it's just my, like, how I was brought up. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's because you're just a permanent cheater.
Real big speaker. Real big speaker. Yeah. I don't have the energy to cheat anymore. not my later years, nah. This has been, like, I will open, nah, I'm not even going to openly admit that, nah.
What about you, gay? You done with women?
I can't give up pussy. I don't know about y'all. You can give up pussy?
No.
Like, you know the
I was called hypersexual this week. This past week.
Even he got upset. He was like,
I was very hypersexual.
So I don't know if the context was right, because hypersexual, in what context? Because hypersexual means you're overcompensating for something else. So
I am.
What are you overcompensating for?
Because I always want to eat instead of fuck.
So you hyper hungry.
I don't have enough dick, so I eat more.
Oh, you eat vagina.
Yeah, but so we it's not like when women hang around each other too much, they cycles going like the same. I feel like now, now we like to eat pussy the same way. Because like I just rather, sometimes I eat and go home. Or go to sleep.
There's nothing wrong with it.
And then now she's like, she grabbing at me like, fuck me. I'm like, no, you gonna treat me with some fucking respect.
Nah, for real.
Bitch.
Whore.
Like, I'm saying disrespect, man. Like, but not like, so no, what?
There's nothing wrong with it. Why every time you go over there, you gotta drop dick on my bitch?
Right. Like, I want to spend time with you. I want to get to know you. I want to show you that I'm here for more than sex.
I
want
to eat my way to your soul. Tell her that.
And you know what the crazy thing is?
You gotta tell her that. Eat my way to your heart.
And you know what? When she says that, when you say that to her, she's probably thinking.
You starting at the butt.
Nah, she's probably thinking he's starting at the table. The fuck? Like. Anyway, but not for you. You remember me? I eat you right here. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
I'm glad you changed since last Wednesday.
Yeah, Justin.
Since last Wednesday, he changed. Yeah. It's all right.
Justin don't fuck around people.
No, I don't. I'm not going to embarrass myself in front of y'all. Because my dick already halfway works as it is. You want me to do that in front of y'all? No. You'll be like, yeah, I can see you now. I can see you coming on episode 44. Y'all know what? Justin was in here the other night and couldn't even perform.
I don't tell y'all if necessary. You see a big black ass.
That's about your ass dry, too.
Yeah, I seen a post the other day. It said your man crush Monday like goddamn run his towel through his legs and lotion his whole body before he get dressed.
I do. I mean flossing.
Yeah. Real niggas lotion was left, bro. Like, come on.
Nah, all I do is elbows and face.
Yeah. Like, only things you can see,
right? Elbows and face.
I just be like MJ out here rubbing lotion through his ass cheek. One cheek at a time.
Glistening.
Have you ever seen Mr. D's? Was it Mr. D's where they were just soaping his ass for like 10 seconds?
I just be like, when you lotion yourself, you call yourself a chocolate nigga.
Like, I'm like, he do that a lot.
Y'all imagery is off the chart. Y'all niggas need
like, to I be coming up with jokes during the week, and I be wanting to write them down, but they know I was in my rap, man. That shit crazy.
You don't need to be funny to be a comedian. Yeah.
I'm funny.
You had your chest lotion when you was in the Bahamas. We seen the picture.
Yeah, your chest was glistening.
Oil.
Yeah. You had oil.
Oil.
Yeah, baby
Johnson,
oil.
Johnson. Nah, it was tea tree.
What? That nigga went to local farmers market.
That nigga sprayed. That nigga sprayed.
What's the joint called?
That nigga sprayed pale.
World. Yeah. Oh, the beauty world.
Did you really?
No.
Dude, they got some.
They got some
shit.
I told you I went in the beauty world the other day. to get some moisturizing pink lotion for my shit.
Hey, bro, I want some though. See, like, you, I laughed at you earlier when you said that, but real. I remember it and I want it.
Yeah, that shit fire, bro.
That's what my head pink lotion.
Yeah, that shit fire.
Have you ever put it in your beard? I just feel like your beard would be glistening. That's kind of what I want to try it for.
Jamaican black castor oil.
I feel like that stink.
It don't smell like nothing.
Really? That, like, is that how your beard got like that?
Eating butt.
I do that. But my this is a year. This is a year right here.
You ain't ate the right butt.
Because it's been that much. I ain't gonna incriminate myself.
I just be like, you gotta eat man ass.
What?
To get that MJ shit. Yeah. Like, I just, yeah.
No, I remember, like, you probably do remember this. I remember we went to your house and you gave me some shit for my beard. I was like, I'm trying to grow my beard. He was like, bro, take
it. It was some,
I forgot what it was.
Shea Moisture.
Yeah, and I was like, you know, ever since then I fuck with MJ. MJ gave me like half a tub.
Yeah, it was Shea Moisture.
He said, I got a whole thing. You good. I said, my nigga, he look out. Because you already know I'm ugly without a beard.
I think we all dropped about 4 points.
See, no cap. Because I seen old pictures of me. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Bro, that one you posted where you look like Earthworm Jim?
So,
that one the other day? Yeah.
Hey, y'all go to, if y'all ever want to see what MJ look like, I highly suggest to not go to his social media sites. I want you to go to Apple Music. And type in drug dealing music by Justin Richardson. The cover art is the real
MJ. Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that? Like, yeah, like.
That's MJ pre-beard.
And that was and that was before we all got, like, really, really close. No, like,
I knew both of them already.
Yeah, you were a meme, bro. Like,
that
yeah,
shit was funny. I forgot where I got that from.
Yeah, I know where you got it from. I remember the exact picture.
Really?
Yeah.
I
was outside in the promenade.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, like, you look like a rat. Like,
bro, that's really too funny.
You really had to grow a beard.
Somebody says you look like a Q-tip if you wiped it through a cup holder.
I was like, y'all out here tripping on my show, right? Oh man.
Yeah.
I can see it now.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Seems legit.
But now, like, some niggas, like,
you got.
I didn't need a beard, but I needed a beard.
Matter of fact, some niggas I hit with hair. Lamar Jackson, rest in peace. I feel like that's the reason he ain't.
Now, he didn't win because of Drake.
No, don't put this on the
heart.
It was Drake. When last time Drake shot some shit out and
only
they won?
The Toronto Never. Rappers. That's it.
And that's only because he
from there.
And he a GM or something. I don't know the fuck he do for that.
He got a little.
He the talent.
Bro was on Kane after they won. Too. You know what? This is not about. It's not about Kawhi. It's not about the team. It's about me. Like, we did this for Toronto. Like, shut up.
Yeah.
And even then, like.
That's your boy.
And it really, things had to really fall the wrong way for them to win, too.
A lot of things.
A lot of things fell wrong. Everybody else, Drake fucked up.
Either way, stay focused.
Because
I'm getting mad. Yeah. Like, what went wrong for the Baltimore Ravens?
Willie Snead.
I don't think that was a game-defining moment, though.
Bruh, it was 14-6.
Okay, it was very early in the game.
He dropped
a lot more time to create opportunities.
It was a drop touchdown. They punted the ball.
So you
think, and then the two plays later, Derrick Henry ran 66 yards.
So you think Willis Snead not catching that pass was a game defining moment?
Yes.
So think about this, like in his defense. They catch that touchdown pass. They go for two a lot. It's 14-14 at the time.
And the worst is 12-14.
Right, it's 12-14. But when you're down against a team that runs the ball like that, you can't not score. You know what I'm saying? You have to relish those moments because
I do want to piggyback off that. Hear me out.
He dropped it. They punted. Next play. Derrick Henry going for 66 yards, and then they score.
And a lot of people.
So now
might,
it's 21-6.
MJ, hear me out. A lot of people might disagree with me for this.
He about to say black quarterback shouldn't be quarterback.
No. That's not what I'm about to say.
You gonna say he look like
I'm about to post some legit shit.
Okay.
Right? Some real shit. Look at my hand. This ain't regular season football.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not.
Right? This playoffs. Do or fucking die. I don't give a fuck if you had 500 goddamn yards in that game. I don't give a fuck if you threw for 358 yards, whatever.
And ran for 100.
I don't... You did not... The goal, the end goal of all this shit was not to stuff the stat sheet. It was to win the fucking game and move on to the next round to make a hunt for the playoffs. Ryan Tannehill had 88 throwing yards, bro.
Did he really only have
88 throwing yards?
Now you see where the narrative is. That's why
the nigga went for like 7. He was like 7 for 15.
So you only got to be... So what you're trying to say is you just have to be a white quarterback to win.
No.
I'm fucking with you.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is you got to find a way...
To score.
To score, and you got to find a way to win.
Facts. And that's the word, like, he said Willie Snead. I just really feel like they just did
that wasn't a game
points.
To find
yeah.
a moment. For me,
it was a game to find a moment. I don't feel like that was the reason they lost.
For me, what it is...
Two times he dropped the ball.
One I would tell you the game to find the moment.
One was to kick a field goal. He took 10 points off the board.
I would tell you the game to find the moments.
And gave them 7. So,
So obviously, if you're the quarterback of a team, you're the captain of the fucking team, and you see that your defense is not getting it done, your defense can't stop the fucking run, right? And what you do, you go out there and you throw 2 interceptions to put the defense back on the field. I'm putting this on you. I'm sorry, but I love Lamar Jackson. I like what he did.
You're blaming him for it?
I'm putting this on. I'm not saying it's solely his fault.
If we
do, he got to eat this L, bro. This is on him.
So if you threw a percentage on it, where you put him responsibility-wise?
He is at least 70% responsible.
I feel like that's a lot.
I'm going to give him
I'm sorry.
7.
I give him 30%.
I hate to say it, man, but when you're trying to get to the Super Bowl, you have no choice but to have perfect games. It is what it is.
So did you watch the game?
I did.
So I didn't really watch the game. I watched mostly highlights and things like that. So I think a lot of factors go into, for one, watching that game, it looked like they were scared to tackle that man, Derrick Henry. Like, let's be honest. Like, he's not no... Imagine you with a 4.5 40 like running through. You know what I mean?
He's not no freight train,
right?
He looks like the best prisoner on the yard.
Like seriously. And another thing I wanted to bring up is the Ravens pretty much had 2 weeks off. They rested that last week.
So you think they lost rhythm?
Yeah,
lost momentum.
Lost a lot of momentum because they didn't play at all. Like the starters didn't play at all that last week. So Lamar Jackson had the week off. Mark Ingram had the week off. Earl Thomas had the week off. All those niggas that you like we're talking about didn't play that last week.
So you don't think that sounds like a cop out.
Not a cop out, but I just feel like, you know, you go into that game where they had like the Titans really had a lot of momentum. You're talking about they just beat the team a lot of people thought were gonna win the Super Bowl. They lost the top two teams. They beat the top two teams people thought were going to the Super Bowl. Let's be real. They beat the Patriots, and then they beat the Ravens.
I hate to be this guy.
I really feel like the Titans are going to the Super Bowl.
I hate to be this guy, but nobody is looking at those games anymore. We're looking at your last performance.
I know that's what we're looking at right now. That's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the Titans beat them, and then now they're going into another. So not only did they play last week, they're going in. They're like on their high horse, like. We really can beat these things. We can beat the Patriots. We can beat anybody.
I was talking about Baltimore.
You're talking about Baltimore. I'm talking about...
You're talking about the Titans.
Yeah. I'm talking about the Titans. So at this point, they're on their high horse like, yeah, we can... Who can fuck with us? And they ran it right down their throat.
It's almost like Trap used a great example. Or Trap said some shit the other week in terms of me and you racing.
Yeah.
You know, he said he felt like I would win because I'm going to win... Yeah, Justin is going into the race knowing
I'm gonna
win this shit. This is a cakewalk, and I'm going in thinking
I can beat this nigga.
Well, I'm gonna have to beat this nigga because ain't no way I'm gonna be able to stand the shit talk afterwards.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the same shit for the Titans. You know,
Baltimore would think that too. You know what I mean?
And they were hungry. And I'm not saying they did not play right. bad.
They
did not have a bad game.
They just didn't play good.
But they didn't have the perfect game that they needed. And I'm sorry. Yeah. If you want to be.
You think it's game planning or I think the Titans, like, I think we're also.
The Titans had a brilliant game.
I feel like we're really. We're really downplaying like Mike Vrabel and his staff, seriously.
At the end of the day is they played the game that was essentially perfect for them.
Right. Because they let Lamar do whatever he wanted to do, but they didn't let him get in the end zone.
They saw that Derrick Henry was hot the previous two games, and if it ain't broke, don't fucking fix it. Ain't no reason for Ryan Tannehill to be out here tossing the rock.
I wish somebody would tell Sean McVay that. Because Jared Goff shouldn't be throwing the ball.
Give Derrick Henry the goddamn ball.
That was the game plan.
And then you gotta think once the running game opens up, guess what? They're playing for the run every goddamn play.
Right. So
now when you have to throw it when it's necessary, you gonna make the fucking pass and the completion.
And Tannehill made them throw.
And all you needed.
He threw how many passes did you say he threw?
I think it was 7 of 15.
And one of them was a 60-yard bomb.
That nigga threw 88 yards.
And
one of them was a 60-yard bomb.
So let's credit Vrabel.
He gets a lot of credit, and Willie Snead needs to get cut.
All right. So at this point, who is your Super Bowl winning team?
Can I be real with you?
These Kansas City Chiefs.
I feel like you're gonna say the Titans.
I feel like the Chiefs because these Chiefs scored 50 points in 20 minutes.
Right. They were down 21-0 24-0 after the first quarter.
And next time we turn the game on, it's 41-24.
It was 41-24. No, it was 41-20. It was 21-0.
Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Does this make Patrick Mahomes an elite quarterback?
I think it makes more
sense.
He is
the best quarterback in the NFL.
And there wasn't no question about it.
So is
he proven that? You think he's proven himself at this point?
I think it's more so on Andy Reid.
I think this is more to solidify
Andy Reid.
This is about Andy Reid, seriously. I really do feel that way.
He makes everyone look great.
Until the big game. Only person I'd say he didn't make look good was T.O. because T.O. was T.O. That's just me being honest.
But because
Donovan McNabb was trash outside of Andy Reid.
Man, without Andy Reid, he was nobody.
But I want people to realize like the Titans are not bad, and
whoever said they were.
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is like if they win the Super Bowl, we shouldn't be surprised. Is what I'm saying.
Low-key want them to win.
I do. I feel like as black people, we always want the underdog.
I'm rooting for Ryan Tannehill.
That's one of the reasons because he's the underdog.
I'm rooting for Ryan Tannehill because you can see how stifled he was with us.
Yeah,
but he also had a lot of bad fortune with y'all. Like he had a bad injuries and stuff. Yeah.
And coaching.
Can that 1 year y'all was 11-5? Like he got hurt like week 16 or something. He actually had an amazing season that season.
Who came in? Matt Moore.
Matt Moore. Did y'all miss the playoffs?
Yeah, he got drilled. Yeah. I think it was recently.
They made the playoffs.
They made the playoffs. Yeah. They went 11-5 or some shit, and then got the ass.
Where we playing the? I think we were playing Steelers.
And
Matt Moore got leveled, buddy.
Like plenty of times.
I want to say Naughty the one that goddamn sent me a video.
But I thought you said Naughty did it because he looked like every NFL player ever.
Yeah, in a helmet.
but the Chiefs. Like I just feel like it's without the Ravens and the Patriots, you gotta even like and no offense to the NFC, I just really don't feel like they have a team.
Who you got tonight? Seahawks or Green Bay?
Seahawks.
Why?
Black quarterback.
You gonna bet against Aaron Rodgers? I just feel like
I can't bet against Russ.
It's one of the I would more not bet against Aaron than I would Russ.
When the last time Aaron's really been great though?
So if you say that Russell Wilson is a better quarterback, second in the chase for MVP.
Yeah.
Because earlier in the season, he was the MVP.
Well, it was like a three-way race between Lamar, him, and Christian McCaffrey. And maybe you might get throw like Mahomes is like a dark horse. But then like when Mahomes got hurt, you kind of like
took him out.
Yeah.
McCaffrey team losing.
Trash. So. And then, so you're talking Russell and Lamar. And then, like, Lamar kind of fucking.
Yeah.
Took off. And then they also went 14
and 2. So if the Seahawks wins out, mm-hmm. does that make Russell Wilson the MVP?
Mm-mm. Because it's a regular season award. But, like, let's be real.
You're telling me playoffs. Damn. Over the years, you have seen where the playoffs have skewed the results.
No, they haven't.
Yes, they have, bro.
I don't feel like at this point in life.
If that was the case, Derrick Rose would have never won his MVP.
Right.
I'm talking about the NFL.
But like, so last year, the Chiefs, they won one playoff game, and then he lost to the Patriots.
Yeah.
And, like, not saying he looked bad in that game, but he still won MVP. Who won the MVP the year before that? I fucking forgot. Had to be a quarterback, of course, because was it Tom Brady, actually. Tom Brady was trash in that, yeah. Tom Brady, like, he's not a mate. Oh, yeah, he had 500 yards in the Super Bowl, but they lost. So, I don't know. But anyway.
All right, real quick, let's quick overview of power. For me, this episode was trash. They could put this one and the last one
together
in the trash can. However, we know it wasn't Paz. We know we can kind of say, well, we know it wasn't Dre.
Yeah.
And we can somewhat speculate that it wasn't Tate, even though he is still a suspect.
Yeah, he's technically
apparently
still a suspect.
Apparently, next episode is going to show. They're going to be looking for Benny, and it's going to show Tate. It's also going to show Tasha and Sax, but it's going to be mostly Sax.
Yeah, because I was about to say, how does fucking Benny fit in with.
Because he's dead and he ain't never come back. So now the mama.
Who killed him?
Tommy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about that. Damn.
So now the.
That's why Tommy moved the fuck away.
Yeah, because the mafia is looking for him.
That's why he was like, can't really do that right now.
Yeah. Well, and also, he was the nigga that killed Angela.
Yeah.
So he was like, because she was like, I need you to kill the motherfucker that killed Angela, referring to Ghost.
Yeah, he was like, I can't do that. No, he didn't say that. I think she said.
No, she's like, can you kill the person
that you don't like or something? Like, she said, oh, yeah, it makes it even better. You can kill Ghost for me then. He was like, yeah, I really can't do that right now. So I fuck Paz, though. I just don't like the way she looked.
Okay, so, Justin, you did your recap video.
Not yet.
You did? No, for last week. Last week. So, people that gotta die.
Paz. Her son.
Her son, number
Their
one.
Their daddy.
Yeah, he taking up space.
Yeah, what, that nigga have an asthma attack?
Anxiety attack.
Same shit.
It's ain't shit.
Yeah. Like, a seizure.
All right, my thing is, why you have an anxiety attack with a daughter that you don't even remember? Yeah. Your stupid ass. Because
he called Pot.
Angela.
Yeah, Pot Angie.
Yeah. But also,
I think Tasha gotta go. She's snitching.
Yeah, Tasha's like really.
She playing somebody.
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure out who it is.
I just feel like Ghost ain't dead, and him and Tasha and Tommy going to be walking off in the fucking sunset.
I don't think Tasha like him enough to do that.
It's her only way out. If he's not.
So it's fuck them kids?
Chad, who, is Angela dead? I seen a gray leg in there looking like walking.
Yeah, I owe Justin $100.
Yeah, thank you.
But
glad.
He don't get paid to the season end. Something could happen in the end where they all come up out of this a lot. Fake all the fucking deaths.
Yeah.
Hey, Paz, take your little cash and get the fuck. We finna scram.
But they had a whole funeral with cops and shit there, bro. It's like it's. And it wasn't open. It was open casket.
For Jamie?
No, we're talking about for Angela.
No, I'm talking about for Patrick at this point.
But why would you? Nah, he did.
I look forward to next
week. I almost
week.
Want to put another $100 on this so I can cancel that $100.
But, like, you don't want to double negative.
I ain't got $200. That's rent.
Yeah.
Mortgage.
You got $200? Yeah, $200 mortgage?
That nigga sleeping in his car.
All right, let me move in. I'll give you $100 on that.
But the last two episodes were trash. Hopefully, next episode stuff.
I like the route they're going. I just wish. They did it.
They could condense them.
I feel like they could condense them.
They could have ended the season before the mid-season break.
I think, yeah. Instead of making us wait two months.
Or at least one
more
episode.
Yeah, they should do like 10 minutes speculations on everybody and then just show us what the fuck happened.
They could have did a 2.5-hour series finale.
You know,
I would have been good with that. Right, like a movie.
Right. You know what pisses me off, though, is the people who... Like, who fucked Shot Ghost? Why ain't they told us who Shot Ghost? Bitch, you knew it was 5 episodes right. left. You really thought they were going to tell us in the first 2 episodes? It's going to happen in the last episode. Get your life together.
Yeah, and then he's going to be driving off in the sunset like Paul Walker.
Yeah.
But look.
yeah, after he hit the tree.
What I was about to say. And look,
dark, Justin.
When it's raining outside, folks, if you don't have full coverage, stay home. And when it's snowing, if you don't have full coverage, stay home.
Testament.
Y'all liability coverage ass niggas out here. You know what I mean? Like, y'all fucking up the game.
Y'all be having liability in the 2018 car. Get your shit. Get your shit, okay?
You know why? Because they usually, well.
You have to have full coverage on a new car.
No, that's not true.
On a brand new car? If you have a lien or a lien.
If you have a lien on the vehicle.
Yeah.
You got to have full coverage on it. If you own the vehicle, you got the title at the crib. If you fuck up your shit and you feel like you got enough money to pay for it, then you pay for it. Then you come in for an estimate, and I tell you it's going to be $8,000 to fix your car.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at me like it's highway robbery. And nigga, don't know why I tell you not to have full coverage on this fucking Mercedes.
And black people always say, it's not you the problem, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And it's always them. The motherfuckers that drive the nicest cars want their deductibles waived. No. You entitled piece of shit. No.
White people.
Some black people too. Because they can't afford the cars they had. Live within your fucking means.
Please live within your fucking means.
I think that's a perfect way to end the episode.
Yeah, please.
Live within your fucking means.
Especially you ladies, because sometimes your pussy don't match your means. Y'all have a good night, okay?